Welcome to the Brand Promise Podcast. In today's podcast, I speak to the founders of our favourite new label, Tove, Camille Perry and Holly Wright. Each with over 15 years experience in the industry, working in buying and design, Camille and Holly joined forces in 2019 to create Tove, a minimalist meets romantic brand, which over the last 2 years has gained a cult following thanks to easy-to-wear designs, simple pieces with quality, longevity and practicality in mind. I'm Louise Duffy and this is the Brand Promise Podcast. I am so delighted to be joined by the founders of Tove. Holly, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, nice to meet you.
So lovely to meet you. And Camille, welcome to the Brand Promise Podcast. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks so much for having us today.
Camille, why don't you tell me a little bit about the philosophy of Tove? Because it's a new brand, there's so much excitement about it. Tell us what Tove means to you.
I think for Holly and I, Tove has been a kind of long-term kind of passion project. We met a million years ago now, it seems, back in Topshop when we were working together as buyer and designer. And we had long talked about starting a brand. We could see that there was a disparity appearing within the market. Felt like the luxury area was becoming more expensive and the premium market, kind of was stagnant and there wasn't really anything happening that was exciting and what we felt was respectfully priced. So we wanted to create a brand that felt really modern and feminine and had a minimal aesthetic. And nobody seemed to be touching on that. And that's kind of where Tove was born. So, yeah, we really wanted to create something that celebrated women and femininity, and hopefully we've done that.
So I think you have, very impressively. And I think that it's funny when I read about Tove, when I hear about Tove, people talk about this new label, Holly, and the label is new, the brand is new, but your experience isn't. You have very impressive fashion credentials. So tell us a little bit about your life pre-Tove.
So as Camille touched upon, we actually met working at Topshop, and we worked across several departments from Kate Moss and Unique and loads of things like that. But we'd worked together for about 7 years together when we were there, and we just had a really amazing relationship together. We're quite intuitive with the way that we work together. And yeah, I think we realised it was a special relationship, and we just really bounced everything back and forth. It was just a really great time in our lives. And so then from then, we always talked about setting up Tove and what that would be. And we spent probably a good 2 or 3 years talking about it and really trying to get to the bottom of like what it would be, who would be our girl. And yeah, really started to flesh it out. And I think over those 2 years, what was great was that our initial ideas were still so relevant at the time, at the end of that time. Mm-hmm. I think to us really cemented that we were doing the right thing and that the gap in the market was there and it was the right direction to take.
And who is your girl then, Holly?
She's very like us. She's a working woman. We like to think she's a working woman. We're mothers. We've got 2 children. So like she's a working mum. And somebody that wants a lot from their clothing and they want their clothing to work hard for them. So we always kind of design our pieces with multiple end uses. So we like to think that the pieces can transition really well from day to evening and vice versa. And they're also quite seasonless. So we want the pieces to work hard for like the wearer. Mm-hmm.
And I like the way you put it as well, Camille, respectfully priced, you know, that it's working hard for you. And I guess that people don't mind paying that price because it is such a purpose. The garment has such purpose.
Yeah, I think that's something that we obsess over. You know, as Holly said, we want the wardrobe of pieces that we design in each collection to become really integral parts of that woman's wardrobe and really help her in her lifestyle. So we want them to be beautiful. We spend a lot of time kind of thinking about the craft of them, you know, looking at the fabrics, making sure that we choose like beautiful luxury fabrics. We work with a lot of silk and also organic cotton. So silk, because it feels incredible to wear, and at the end of its life it degrades, and organic cotton, again, a natural fabric that behaves in the same way. But they both, you know, the quality is something that's really important to us, and we want always the our customer to receive or see our pieces and be just delighted with them. You know, to for us to kind of surpass her expectations, that's really important to us, and to kind of have it out there at a price that's aspirational but isn't exclusive, and so that, you know, it's accessible and feels special enough.
Yeah, I think that's a lovely place to position a brand like Tove. And, you know, your relationship pre-starting this, you know, obviously you had that wonderful working relationship. Was it easy then to adapt from working together to working essentially for each other, becoming business partners, Holly?
Yeah, I think for us, it was a really easy transition because we have both sides of the business. Like, so I'm from a design background and Camille's from the buying background. It's just really great to have both sides of the business. And I think that's quite a rare proposition as well. Like, there's not many duos that kind of come from both sides of the business. So there's a really nice balance. And because we obviously had such a great relationship before, we've been friends for years, we kind of just fell back into those roles, didn't we? And it just, yeah, it just kind of picked up again, and it's just been really seamless. So we kind of, yeah, think the same way.
And coming from quite a large corporate structure, you know, with your past employer, was there anything then that you wanted to avoid, that you wanted, did you want to create a different dynamic, or what did you want the people who work for you and for, you know, for your own working environment, what did you want to create or avoid?
I think this was a big part of our initial conversations. So coming from that corporate world, it was really important for us to work in a new, like more modern way, a way that works for how we actually live our lives. Like we said before, we're mothers. And so it's really important to us that we're present with our children, with our families, and that, you know, we have our own business and it's hard work, but it can't overtake everything in our lives. So I think when we set up Tove, it's really important that we have the flexibility, that we can work from home and we can meet at, we work at places like Soho Works, these communal workspaces. So we really are always trying to think of like realistic, modern, new ways to work and not get pulled into that corporate world.
Mm. And who's your team now? Who are the people behind Tove other than Camille and Holly?
So we have, so we're really fortunate to work with a collective of women that we've kind of, some we've met through our careers. So we have a lovely pattern cutter that we work with and a machinist. They're from our former life. Mm-hmm. My sister actually works with us as well. You know, we've got our photographer, Georgia. We've worked with her since the kind of very early days of the brand. And, you know, they're all great women, really talented. And it's really nice to just kind of work in a small group. Everyone's really kind of mindful, respectful of each other's time. And it's just nice. It's just a really nice creative environment.
That's wonderful. Now, let's talk about the first year of business, though, because for any business, it's challenging, be it in the fashion industry, retail or otherwise. You know, the first year is tough. Could you have imagined quite how tough it would be with this awful pandemic and the change in our lifestyles and in our needs as customers?
No. Yeah. it was interesting. But I think as a real positive out of everything, I think it really cemented that what we're doing as a brand is right for now. Mm. And so I think very weirdly, we had a very good season in the summer of last year. And I think, it just kind of it was amazing and it was wonderful to like receive all that support. But I think it just showed us that what we're doing and what we're putting out, even in all of those circumstances, was so wanted and received so well that, yeah, I think it was encouraging for us.
And perhaps your business model, because it is a small collective of women who had the intention of working from home and being flexible around their family lives, I would imagine that worked to your advantage when it all hit the fan with COVID-19. Camille, what do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I think we were really fortunate that we already worked from home. There was no central kind of office space that we kind of all needed to be in. We were all able to work remotely. And, you know, I think having that flexibility was really like integral basically to us being able to navigate this past year. Additionally, I think, you know, just being the size of business that we were, you know, not having such a huge infrastructure at the time, we'd been exclusive with Net-a-Porter. So we were only working with the one retailer and they were very supportive of us throughout this period. It meant we were able to kind of pivot and adapt, you know, kind of pull back on some things. And actually the time was really beneficial, as Holly mentioned before, because it meant we could slow down a little bit without the distractions of kind of rushing around like we normally do. We were able to kind of take stock and focus inwardly on the brand, work closely with everybody in the team and really create what we think is our best season, our best collection yet.
Well, I think so. So speaking of seasons, you know, and the fashion calendar has always been quite rigid with seasonal launches and sales and very timed. This isn't something that you plan or you have rigidly adhered to, Holly, is it?
No, I think we always kind of set out to be quite fluid within the season. So where we want the pieces to kind of adapt from day to night, we also want them to adapt across seasons. So we're really mindful of that. I think we always look at the calendar and question it. And I think we were kind of hopeful that this pandemic and this might shift the season, might shift the buying calendar and just move it into like a truer season. But I'm not sure that's happening just yet. But it's something we always talk about. And, you know, we're just talking now about whether we show twice a year, but show bigger collections and deliver two drops to kind of be able to show buyers the whole breadth of the season and a more cohesive collection. So you're not trying to constantly be producing a new collection for four times a year.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it? Particularly for, I don't know if the consumer wants that or needs that. You know, you just want your nice pieces that will work, trans-seasonally. So I think it seems like a more sensible approach, doesn't it?
Definitely. And I think of when I was growing up and how if I was obsessed with Gucci in 1990 or something, it was a full season that product was there and it was given time to breathe and to live. And you know, it didn't seem like it was being dragged across a long period of time. Mm. And now I think that shift to just producing new all the time, it's, I think it's definitely something to be reviewed.
And in terms of how you guys work together, so Holly, you were head of design, Camille, you were head of buying. Do you remain separate or do you design together now? How does the design process work for you?
Yeah, because we're so small, like we kind of touch into each other's areas often and we just talk all the time. So we're just constantly back and forth with all our decisions and it kind of goes across all areas, doesn't it, Cam? Yeah. I think like I do predominantly design the collections, but it's like I say, like it's always a conversation. It's always just ideas flying back and forth from everything really in all areas.
And then in terms of, you know, the key mission for every label now is to just try and be as sustainable as possible. Camille, how are you guys achieving that or what are your attempts to do so?
So with us, you know, sustainability, as I said, was at the, like, it's just at the heart of everything that we do. So from the very start of the design process, we source our fabrications with that in mind. You know, we work with some really wonderful European mills, and from the very start, we're kind of searching for the most sustainable option. And if we find something that we really love and it isn't available in a sustainable way, then we challenge and question if it can be produced in a more sustainable way. So with that in mind, you know, that's kind of where we start with the design process. But like we were talking about before, it filters into kind of all areas of the business, from everything to do with our labeling, which is kind of all recycled. Our packaging is the same. You know, we're very conscious that the collections layer upon one upon the other. And so they are timeless, and everything that we design, we think of as something that will be amazing and relevant to the current season, but you can pull that piece out in years to come and it would still look incredible. So for us, you know, kind of trying to slow down this kind of need for newness and more, it's really important to us. We are trying to really minimize waste and overconsumption.
Mm-hmm. And you already have, you know, in, you know, the short lifespan of Tove, relatively speaking, you already have a very impressive following of recognizable faces like Katie Holmes or Gabrielle Union Wade. Monique Dahl is such a beautiful influencer as well. How important is that support for you guys, Holly?
Yeah, it has been amazing. And I think especially when the pandemic hit, we just had so much support on Instagram. I think because people weren't obviously going anywhere, there was a lot of focus onto Instagram. And yeah, we gained a lot of following at that point in time. And it's just so lovely. It's just, you know, it lifts your spirit when it's tough. And you, when you see that come back and you see people wearing your clothing in such a lovely way, like, it is just... yeah, it's like the most rewarding thing. And a lot of our customers, they post themselves in our clothes, and that is always really lovely to see as well. It's just really, yeah, it's really nice.
And you really nurture that community as well, you know, and that's quite important in your growth. So why is, I suppose, Instagram then? Tell me about, like, the importance of that in how you are growing as a brand.
It's been really pivotal, I think.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's just a great platform that allows any size brand to kind of become a global brand, you know, to be able to put your imagery out there in that way. It's such a powerful platform. And we invest so much in our imagery because we know how powerful that is. And it's everything, really. It's how we are going to get our messaging across and kind of show people the world of Tove. So we've always really invested in our imagery, and obviously Instagram is the perfect platform to showcase that imagery.
No, and if you say during the pandemic, our screen hours.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Oh God, it's terrible. I hate to see that report. So Camille, tell me, okay, for somebody just getting to know Tove, tell me or talk to me about some of the hero pieces of your collection, which you know, we should introduce people to.
So I'd say that the most key piece for the summer and what the dress that was kind of so high profile on Instagram was our Ceres dress. So that is really our kind of ultimate summer dress. It's perfect for any occasion. It's made in organic cotton, has beautiful kind of gathered detailing going across the bust and these lovely ties. It's such a beautiful silhouette. And it flatters any person, whether they're petite, whether they're curvy, whether they're tall or short. It's just as at home on the beach as it is in the city for lunch. So it's just the perfect piece. And we have it in an array of really beautiful colours. So that would be our kind of key piece. And then we also have, for this summer as well, we have the Clara dress, which is its kind of little sister, which is a shorter version in another selection of beautiful summer tones. So those two pieces are great. And to add to that, we've also got our Solène dress, which again is like our perfect ultimate summer sundress. It's got beautiful, delicate straps and lovely seaming at the waist. The skirt is cut in panels. So to look at it, it looks really kind of minimal and kind of overlaid panels on the skirt. So as you move, it's got beautiful movement. And we have it in like lovely white, like really crisp organic cotton. Yeah, it's dreamy.
Well, it's just what we need after being locked down. So guys, thank you so much for, well, creating what you do with Tove, but also taking some time to talk to me for the Brand Thomas podcast. Camille and Holly, thank you.
Thank you. Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Thomas podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share and follow us on Official Brand Thomas on Instagram for more updates.